Right, so in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about brighter days and getting yourself back on track. Now, I am boiling the kettle, and as we know, I have a whistling kettle. Yep, the only thing that whistles at me these days. So if you hear it, I'm going to have to pause it and go and deal with my tea. So on that note, go off your trot, go get yourself a tea or coffee, and we're going to have a bit of a chat. Yeah. So. Right, where do we start with this one? Right, so we all go through difficult periods, and some are so mind-blowingly exasperating that it feels like your soul has just left the building and your heart is broken. I mean, hands up if you've ever gone through one of them, right? And sometimes you kind of grieve because you know that you're never going to be the same person. Or you're not never going to be the older version of yourself. What's important to realize is yes, there has to be a death of you. Because if you try and hold old versions of yourself, it's going to be really quite frustrating because you can't get back to the old version of you know. I see this a lot of in lot oh, blah, 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 blah. I see this in a lot of people who have been bullied. So, you're a vibrant child or an adult. I was never bullied as a kid. I was bullied as an adult. Yeah, mind blown. And you have to change yourself and abandon yourself and betray yourself in ways to cope and to survive, right? And so there's a couple of deaths that happen within yourself, because one of the deaths is knowing that you're never going to be the same person. And you have to almost kill off the vibrancy and the innocence, you know? And you see it a lot with abuse, obviously, which is just heartbreaking. So how do you cope? Where do you start? What do you do, right? Let me go and get this tea. It's whistling. Hang on. Okay. I mean, you come with me if you like. That's better. I've just turned it off. Right. So yeah, well, what do you do? Where do you start? Right, so recently, I mean, I'd say, yeah, recently, I went through a really difficult period. Yeah, I won't tell you what it is or thing. I'm very aware that, I don't know, I feel a bit proud, you know, but it was incredibly difficult. And still to this day, on days, I get certain emotions that come up, and I think, my God, you know, I'm never going to be the same again. Like, it's just heartbreaking, right? So I know what how you feel, but you know, it's just horrible. But what I've learned, and this is what I want to share with you, is you will go through some kind of period where you have to look really within. I know that sounds cheesy. But it's like you will find ways of loving you more than you ever have, and you will find ways of motivating you more than you have ever known. So you go on this self-exploration, if you allow yourself to find your strength, and then everything can be built on that moving forward. But I can give you some tips, and one of them, never ever. So when you're broken and you feel really down, don't eat junk food, right? Because what's happening is you've been broken, right? So imagine you're on a cellular level, it feels like it. You've been broken. You're now going to start to put in the building blocks. So you can't eat junk food or low vibrational food, because ultimately those building blocks are going to be built from sugary, fatty messes, you know? So don't comfort yourself, because in those moments you look to self-soothe. Don't comfort yourself. A lot of people, they go off the rails. They drink alcohol. They take the drugs. They do all this. They eat the bad foods to comfort themselves. And it no, don't do that, babes. Don't do that, sweetheart, because you're putting down rocky foundations. So actually, you just need to grieve, and you just need to take your time and know that it might take a few months, it might take a few years, but ultimately you will start to love life again, you will start to love yourself again, and you will start to laugh. Another tip I can give you is to watch old comedy. Of course, you can watch new stuff if you like, but you know, I found myself being drawn to 90s comedies, so things like Keeping Up Appearances, Vicary Diddley, lol, and just like you know, that nostalgic sense of humor, it just brought back a sense of safety. You know, and be careful what you subscribe to and digest, because when you're broken and you feel and you've received bad news, or you know, you're trying to cope and trying to get yourself through it, the last thing you need to be doing is soothing, because that is an illusion. You know, if you're having a little bit of chocolate because it feels nice, that's a different thing. But if you're then, you know, getting addicted to the chocolate and the sugars and the everything, no, this is just going to be creating a whole new problem, you know. The other thing I need you to do is I need you to express. So I always recommend that people take up a musical instrument at any age, you know. You know, I've got all that music on Spotify. I can only play about five chords. Yeah, I just put it all together. But it helps me, just calm down, and it helps me just express. So I write as well, and I play music. So when I haven't got the energy, or I can't even lift my head up to exercise, playing music helps, because I'm at least expressing myself in a different way, or writing. So I write poetry as well. I know, vom, you know. So just doing small things, being easy on yourself, being kind. You know, you are brilliant. You know, and everything is going to work out okay. And I know you're going through a difficult time, and you're still in recovery from perhaps losing a loved one, or, you know, losing a family, or losing, you know, whatever it is, you feel a sense of loss and abandon and alone. But things will get better. And I know that it feels like a whole new version of you has to be made. And you're going to do that. You're doing it now, but you're going to do a better version. Okay, you're going to come back stronger. And you know, you're never alone. And I know at night sometimes you can be in your bed and there's no one to cuddle. You know, get one of them pillars that you can cuddle up to. Yeah, I got a couple of bolster pillows, and they're all made of feather. And well, I must be picking the feathers out in the night, because I woke up and I thought I'd kidnapped a chicken. Yeah, on the floor. I was like, what the hell? You know what I'm like in my sleep. And yeah, it was quite incredible. But you know, they're good things to cuddle. Yeah. But things will get better. But just make sure that you're subscribing to things that are positive, and at least lift your mood just a degree or two. All right. So think about the weather again, you know, on the temperature scale. Just go up one or two notches, that's all, and you'll have a bit of a better experience. You know, just try and do things that recharge you and make you feel better. Writing down what you appreciate about yourself. People don't do that. They write down what they appreciate about their life, but not themselves. You're an incredibly lovely person, incredibly kind. I know you are, because otherwise you wouldn't listen to me. You know, because we vibe, we vibe. And keep your chin up, all right? Better days are coming. It's ups and downs, it's lefts and rights. If you think about your grandparents, how much of a life they had within, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 years, and how much of it was ups, downs. One minute they had money, next minute they didn't. One minute this, one minute that. They even had two world wars, you know, and it's just like, my God. Imagine. World War I has ended, and that was bad enough. And then, I don't know, a couple of years passed, and you think, really? Oh shit, not another one. And they think, oh, I don't know. And then we had lockdown. You know, we had like one lockdown, and then we were like, oh, really? And there was another one. You know, it's very easy to feel that life is really a hard struggle and it's ups and downs, but it happens in every generation. Every generation, really. Yeah. That's not to minimize or reduce your experience. It's just to kind of add a bit of a sense of perspective. That's all. So just, you know this. What I really, really would love you to take away is that you are not a result of your experiences. So your worth should not be lowered just because life has been tough for you. you don't deserve it, and it doesn't make you a lesser person or an unworthy person. I know some really rotten eggs. I know of them, I don't speak to them, thank you. I know some really rotten eggs, and it feels like, and it definitely can look like that on the outside, that they're doing so well in life, and they're not, they're really not. So don't let anyone make you feel like you're not enough, because I don't know, maybe you've lost your job, you can't buy a house, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't pay your rent. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What's really important here is that you believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, then you're opening up to a little bit of hope there. And once you open up to a little bit of hope, then the things, the winds of change will come. All right. Learn to be a very skillful sailor in life. The emotion ocean will take you in every direction. And if you're not listening to the sea and the winds, then you're going to be ending up shipwrecked and sunk, right? So you need to be knowing when to act and when not to act. When to put the sails up, because you don't want to tear the sails and you don't want to batter them, do you? You don't want to overwork them. And you don't want to overwork the steering. And you don't want to be, you know, getting that hull all tense and bashed around. You need to know when to sail and when not to sail. And sometimes when things get really big and really devastating, it's time to just drift. We don't need to be sailing if you don't have the energy to do it. And sometimes if you look at boats, right, this is why I love boats. When a big wave comes, the boat does one of two things. It makes, the sailor makes one of two decisions. It either, I can't remember what the front bit's called. For someone who loves boats, I really don't know much about them. I just like to look at them. The front. So the sailor either puts the front, the nose of the boat up and over the wave or under the wave. Either way, it makes a decision to go up or down. It never just goes through. If it goes through, it's an aggressive move into the wave and the wave will just destroy the boat. So it has to act. Does it lift its head up and, you know, ignore the problem? Or does it go underneath the problem so you can't, you know, the wave doesn't really know you exist, you know? So sometimes you've got to lay low and sometimes you've got to rise above it, okay? So sometimes lay low, sometimes rise above it. But either way, follow your instincts. You're an incredibly intelligent person. Things will change. Happiness is a choice. So you get to decide if you're going to be happy or not. Be grateful for the small stuff. And know that every single person will go through devastation and every single person will cry at least once a month, and someone out there will want what you've got. I know it feels like you don't have a lot, and I know it feels like sometimes people can just use you and spit you out and that you're unlovable, but you will have something. It might even be your eyesight, and it might even just be the fact that you can eat food. So many times I hear people bitching and moaning about food. And then I think, well, I recently had something where I couldn't really eat because I was just nauseous the whole time. I've never appreciated foods as much since. I'm just like, oh my God, like I can finally swallow. You know, it's sometimes it's like that. And, you know, so and sometimes it's just our health that we get to wake up and we feel healthy. So if you can latch onto them and feel appreciative for those, you watch everything else. It will have this, like, domino effect, you know? But I love you, as always. I'm always here for you. I'll always answer messages when I can. I can't always get pulled into lots of conversation because I've got stuff to do. But I always recognise you. I love you loads. And you just keep that chin up, all right? Just keep going. Remember, sometimes you got to lay low. Sometimes you got to rise above it. All right, when there's a storm coming, when there's a big wave. All right, so I'm going to go and get my tea now. Yeah, I am. You can't stop me.